Current track report, Royal Randwick. Heavy 10, Penno 6.23. Rainfall last 24 hours, 28.4 mils. Last 7 days, 88.5 mils. And we're continuing 8 days out.
So what's that tell you?
It tells you it might be heavy, Loz.
Pack your umbrella and your raincoat. Well, covers, Mido, covers, I told you.
Well, someone who will be able to give us a very good indication of exactly how it looks as we continue our Tab Everest preview series. And the co-trainer of Marzu is about to join us, Paul Snowden. Paul, good morning to you.
Morning, team. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Just give us the current predicament you feel of the moment.
Gauge might have had a hole in it somewhere because it was coming down pretty savage here at 5:30 yesterday afternoon for a little while. But yeah, she's been a 10 pretty much from Tuesday onwards, running out of numbers.
Well, let's focus firstly on Marzu then, 8 days out from the Tab Everest. And how, Paul, did you assess the progress first up to second up? Coming second in the premiere last Saturday.
Yeah, really good. I was only expecting to sort of get beat. If I got beat under two lengths when resuming the shorts, it was a definitely pass mark for where he's at in his preparation. He got beat 2.1. I think we can reflect on the back of his second up run and use Lost and Running as a guide. Lost and Running beat us two lengths first up and we've run into half a length second up. So I know, he's still got a little way to go and room to move leading into the Everest third up, but very happy with where he sits at the moment off the back of the Premier run.
You trained Redzel to go back-to-back in 2017 and 18, I think it was, Paul. But does Marzu have any of the qualities that remind you of him?
He does, Loz. He's got a very good constitution and the ability to absorb pressure in the races. And obviously at this level, you're getting high pressure right from the word go, and as does the Everest does. It certainly they don't muck about, but he's got that tactical speed to absorb it. He can sit up sort of in the first four or five, just tuck away there and just be asked for an effort late. So it's a very good attribute to have, and he can handle all surfaces as well, which is another string to his bow.
Paul, what do you do with him between now and then?
Well, pretty much, Clarky, the race has sort of get him to where he needs to be. And obviously after the other day, his coat's starting to come right out. He's got dapples coming all through his skin. So it's really brought him on, and you would expect to. That's what the normal progression will take your horse to that type of level. But just to see him bloom, right before your eyes from basically first up, a month ago now into his third out run and how well he's come along. So it gives you great confidence that you're going to turn up Saturday week in very good order.
Paul, how do you feel the field is shaping up in your opinion? I don't think we've had a $2 favourite before, but what about the rest of the field?
Yeah, look, it's gonna happen from time to time. There's probably not, 12 A-grade sprinters around each year, and it always fluctuates throughout the years. And obviously Nature Trip is a deserved favourite. He's, what hasn't he done? He's done a great job, but it's obviously you're looking towards these younger horses and try and step up to the mark. So I think there's probably four or five chances in the race. There's definitely the weather condition or track conditions is definitely going to play a major role and a few others in where they finish for sure.
You're looking to win your third Everest, Paul. What about when the Everest concept was first on the scene? Did you think it'd turn out the way it has? I mean, it's just close to our biggest race in Australia, if not the biggest, and it's just got everyone's attention. The prize money is massive. As a trainer, like when you won, how did you feel? And when you look at where it was at the start compared to now, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, obviously the first, when it was first introduced, how long will this race be around for? Obviously, you're lucky enough to win the first edition of it, which was very surreal. It was probably, the next day Sky Channel was doing their live cross here from the stables at the horse, and it's sort of that's when it probably sunk in what's just happened. But I think the flow and effect from years gone by and how it's gained momentum each year, it seems to be, once 1 year's over, it starts sort of looking the search towards the following year for the next year's slot, people just to try and find their horse for the following year. So I think that tells you where it's at and what level it's gone to. You know, and obviously we broke new ground this year with Arrowfield and the Star. Well, they signed Mazda up for this year and next year, so it, you know, they're already thinking ahead into the following season.
Okay, around the traps, and tomorrow you've got, well, Old Flame at Caulfield's been very heavily backed. You've got a few in at Scone, at Randwick, Ebhar, provided, of course, we go ahead. $1 million bill either to run at Ballarat on Sunday or tonight at Cranbourne. So what's your best fancy from the stable, Paul?
The best thing I did was pack their bags and send them down to Melbourne Wednesday night. That's what the best thing was. So they've all gone down there. I really like Old Flame. He beat Ellsberg last start, and he's come out in dead heat in the Group 1 last week. So he's dropping back to a listed level. He's drawn great. Jamie Carr's won of him before, so he's gone down there in Mickey Mouse order, and he should be able to be.
Okay, that's race two, number two at Caulfield for our listeners. Heavily backed, and I see it's one of Dean Lester's best as well. It's going to be a big 8 days, big spring for you, isn't it, Paul? Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, guys.